Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Many of us are celebrating Christmas Day with families at home. As hard as it is to come to terms with, remember Syria's refugees today. We spoke with a man who works alongside Food for the Hungry serving refugees by empowering the local church.
It's just really impactful to me to be a part of a ministry that enables the church to reach out and meet the physical needs of a family so that they can then also meet the spiritual needs of families as well.
The worker asked for prayer for the families and ministries like Food for the Hungry that offer hope and help.
Pray for families to not lose hope. Pray for families to be able to work through the trauma that the war has brought them. Pray for them to be able to find sources of income. Pray that God's kingdom would move forward and that the church can continue to show the love of Christ.
Well, feeling out of the loop is something the deaf can identify with. Just 65% of deaf Americans are functionally literate, so there's only so much closed captions can do. And when it comes to gospel outreach, only 2% of deaf people know Christ. Deaf Bible Society's J.R. Bucklew says that issue is further compounded at Christmas.
That's a group of people that are not listening to the radio and as people are talking about Christmas. They're not listening to the church pastor talk about the true meaning of Christmas. They're probably not listening to the Charlie Brown Christmas special. There comes the question of how do you then communicate the true meaning of Christmas?
If you know a deaf person, consider gifting them the Deaf Bible on a flash drive. Either way, pray that more will come to know Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian Aid Mission is offering a catalog to help ministries around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. You can look for it at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.